Marlins and the Mets in Miami. Giancarlo Stanton making official. He will defend his home run derby title. Marlins down 1-0 bottom one, but they have a threat for Justin Bour.
And Bour crushes a line drive, base hit out into right. Home to score is Stanton. Right behind him, Yelich slides safely. The Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
This Mets team, with all this power up and down the lineup. Darnold, fly ball to left, sending Ozuna back toward the Clevelander at the wall. What were we just saying? Home run, Darnold.
Up the middle with the shift. Riddle backhands to the bag and gets the double play.
Wow.
JT Riddle.
Miami has men at first and third.
Ichiro left field. Flores was breaking to third, and the Marlins have the lead.
Yelly singled and scored the first, doubled in the third, then struck out in the fifth. 2-2. Yelich rips one up the middle. Base hit center field against the lefty. Riddle scores. Ichiro's coming home. It's a two-run single for Yelich.
Marlins defeat the Mets 6-3. Dan Straley only turns in five innings, gets a no decision, but in his last 10 starts, he only has one defeat. Curtis Granderson's 45th career leadoff home run gives him sole possession of fifth place all time. With the game tied at 3 in the seventh, it was pinch hitter Ichiro who sparked a three-run inning with a tie-breaking single off Jerry Blevins as the Marlins went on for a 6-3 win over the Mets. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Yeah, well, each has had some success with Blevins, and he's also kind of basically hit lefties better his whole career. So you're never really worried about, you know, each, you know, with the lefty. And Yelly, kind of the same, really. Yelly hits lefties and righties. You don't really worry about him either. You like him up there. That's why you're not really afraid to move the runners because you know they're going to pitch around G, but you got to get through Yelly and then Ozuna, so. Yeah, so that was good. But, I mean, I think the game really – JB's hitting the first and then, get three in the first, getting it back after they get the leadoff homer. I thought Riddle's play was kind of game-changing when they hit the home run to tie it. It looks like they got something going a little bit, and he makes that play up the middle to get us out of that. And then that's when we bounce back and get the run. So, it was – kind of key swings right there for us, and we're able to add on. It was nice.
You have been waiting for Yelich for a long time to kind of get going this season. Are you a little more patient with him as a manager based on just his history as a hitter?
Yeah, Yelich can just hit. I mean, it's not like Yelich's been – you know, he never looks bad, really. He's just not – if he's not getting his hits, you don't really think that he's lost or anything like that. I think the days off were good for him, honestly. You know, I think we wore him down pretty good and just didn't get him out of there quite quick enough probably, but it's a good lesson for me to maybe get him a day here and there. So it was good to see him bounce back.
You talked about Riddle and that defensive play. Obviously a good game for him. He gets the extra base hit. He gets a couple of knocks. Great defensive play.
Yeah, it was good to see it, you know, especially today when, you know, you trade a guy like Etch, who you know is a, you know, just premier defender and a guy that has been here for a long time. Basically the organization says that, you know, you like this kid and he's been struggling. So for him to get a couple of hits, I think is good for his confidence. Defensively, nothing's really changed. So that's what we talked about before is that one thing you like, you know, you get the same kid every day. And defensively, offense doesn't transfer to the field. And so we knew we could count on that, and that's really what you're worried about at that position.
How would you describe Ichiro in this late-in-his-life role as a pinch hitter?
He's pretty good at it. You know, the thing about Ichiro, you know he's always ready. I mean, you just don't ever worry about him. He's just totally prepared for all situations, and I think that's the thing that you know. If it's you put him in a game late, if you start him one day, you know, he's going to be ready. And so for each to kind of you try to match him up right, but sometimes you really don't get that opportunity, you know, if you get too much power or whatever. But each this guy, you always feel good when he's up there.
This team put a tough month of May behind them. They're finding ways to win, especially a game like tonight. What have you kind of noticed about just that sense of resiliency?
Well, it's just confidence for me. It's – you know, May, I've talked about May so many times. You know, that's just a beat down when you're just losing and losing and losing mentally. It just wears you out. And I think it takes a little while to get that out of your system. And I think now we've put a, you know, pretty good stretch together. We're playing pretty good baseball. We're playing, you know, pretty much head up with anybody we play. And so I think the confidence really is back, and we're finding out if that we can score. You know, guys are putting up some numbers. And if our, you know, if our guys can keep us in the game, you know, early, it seems like we're in every game. At that point, we have a good chance to win them.
Dan Straley only turned in five innings on Tuesday, but he only gave up two runs and kept his team in the ballgame as the Marlins went on to double up the Mets by a 6-3 score. Here is the veteran starter sharing his thoughts with the media following a 6-3 win over the Mets.
Those guys really really made me work for every out tonight, that's for sure. You know, seems like not a whole lot happened to throw that many pitches in a five-inning outing. So, you know, you just got to kind of tip your cap to that. You know, it's they just kept fighting and kept a lot of foul balls, I feel like. And I haven't really gone back and looked, but I feel like there's a lot of foul balls in there. And so obviously we want to go a little further than five innings, but that's, you know, what I had to give the team tonight.
Some big strikeouts and guys with former teammates of yours as well. Guys, you've seen a lot. You know, to talk about like Cespedes or Bruce and getting those guys in big moments.
Yeah, the strikeout of Cespedes there. What was it? The third inning, or you know, it was kind of one of those things where you know, can kind of change the ball game there. So obviously. Watching the pitch on it, we going kind of got him guessing a little bit. It looks like maybe not, but that's what it kind of seemed like to me. You know, just JT did a good job right there of putting down the fastball right there, and I was able to execute it.
Speaking to, you know, a leadoff homer, you know, like what did you see? You know, that goes in. You sense guys are, you know.
I feel like you almost just kind of pretend like that was last outing when those kind of things happen, because I haven't even gotten out yet in the game and gave up a run. You just kind of. You know, it's just, it wasn't a bad pitch. He just kept it just fair enough right there, you know, and there's nothing, obviously nothing you can do about it. It's not like you, it's the second pitch of the game. It's not like we're going to abandon ship on this guy and or our game plan and just start changing everything. But, you know, we made the pitch and he just hit it out. So you just got to, you know, do your best. You know, we, you know, try to think about, like, you know, that's all they're going to get, and you really got to just focus on that, you know, just keep moving on one pitch at a time, all the cliche things that hold true. But right there, it's not exactly the way you want to start your day, but you just can't let it affect you, can't let it get to you.
And what are your thoughts on that ground ball that Selma hit that got by you and D made the play?
Yeah, that just I need to go work on some PFPs apparently. out of the ball just bounced a little higher, I guess, than I thought, and that was a pretty cool play to be that close in and see D do that. You know, he always breaks for the ball. He doesn't always trust us pitchers, so he always breaks for the ball. And that was one of the cases where he really bailed me out big time there. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Zellman that was hurt on the play. You know, and you just kind of wonder if I just was fielded it cleanly, if any of that ever would have happened or not. Not that, you know, that's what we go home and think about at night. But just, you know, right there, it was a really, really good job of picking me up right there by D.
It was Christian Yelich who put the finishing touches on a big three-run seventh inning for the Fish with a bases-loaded two-run single off Jerry Blevins to turn a 4-3 lead into a 6-3 lead. Here is Yelich commenting on the Marlins' 6-3 win over the Mets on Tuesday.
Yeah, they're a really good team. You know, they got a good pitching staff, and, you know, we just got a battle against them. We got ahead early, and they came back, and we were able to do what we needed to do to win the game late.
You had three hits tonight. You drove in a couple of runs. How are you feeling at the plate?
Yeah, just trying to put together good at-bats and swing a good pitch, which I haven't done the greatest job of lately. But, you know, it's getting better and just got to stick with it.
Let's talk about that at-bat in the seventh inning in particular. Jerry Blevins intentionally walks Giancarlo Stanton to set up a bases-loaded situation for you. What is your approach when you know one swing can make a difference? Do you have to be more patient? Do you have to be more aggressive, or a little bit of both?
Well, he's the guy that I've faced a lot. We've gone up against each other in that situation multiple times. So both guys are familiar with each other and kind of have an idea of what they want to do. And, you know, tonight I was able to come out on top. But, you know, he's gotten me before. And, you know, we're just fortunate to get one, you know, over on him tonight.
This team has shown that it can be very resilient. You guys overcame a tough month of May. You guys are finding ways to win ball games. What do you attribute that sense of resiliency to?
Well, it's just the group of guys we have. Never quit attitude, and just got to stick with it.
The Marlins send Jeff Locke to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Steven Matz.